Grammar Girl here. Today's topic is how to write your first novel. Since you're listening to this podcast, you probably love the English language and the written word. And if you do, you probably have an itch to write that first novel. Well, you're not alone. The dream of writing a novel either for personal satisfaction or to make money has been prevalent in our culture for decades, if not centuries. But first, speaking of novels, it's free audiobook time again because we're sponsored by Audible, the internet's leading provider of spoken word entertainment. Audible now has over 50,000 titles for you to choose from. Visit audiblepodcast.com/GG for a free trial that includes a free audiobook download today. And what novel should you get? Well, consider audiobook Infected by Scott Sigler. Why that book? Because in this episode of Grammar Girl, Scott is sharing his secrets for writing your first novel. Scott started giving his novels away free as podcasts in 2005. He built a large online following by podcasting 5 full novels and 2 short story collections. Because of that following, he signed a 5-book deal with Crown Publishing, a division of the world's largest publisher, Random House. His new book, Contagious, is available December 30th in bookstores as a free podcast at scottsigler.com and on audible.com. So with 5 novels under his belt, Scott knows how to get it done. His advice for you is surprisingly simple and slightly disturbing. Here's his 5-step plan. Write every day. Write a bad book first. Finish the bad book, then put it away for 6 months. Start writing your good book. After 6 months, read that bad book, learn where you're weak, and address those weak areas. So here we go. Step 1. Write every day. Is that impossible? Probably for most of us, but you need to try. Schedule the time, at least an hour. It'll take prioritization to make it happen, but if you really want to write that novel, it's what you have to do. Writing is like building any other skill, like building muscles. The more you do it, the better you get, the stronger you get. Step 2. Write a bad book first. Why write a bad book? Because a bad story is easier to write than a good story, and the goal here is to teach yourself that you can finish a novel. There's power in finishing, and here's why. Many people set out to write a novel. They outline, they plan, they start with the best intentions. But when they get to their first major writing roadblock, the majority of them quit. Why? Because writing a novel is hard. People become so invested in their story, so passionate about it, that when they hit the difficult part, they don't know how to get around it. They get frustrated and they quit. However, if you set out to write a bad novel, when you get to that sticky part all writers hit, you can just power through, bring in a guy with a gun, whip up a betrayal, beam in an alien, anything to move your story forward and keep you writing. The goal isn't to win a Pulitzer Prize. The goal is to finish the book. Step 3, finish the bad book and put it away for 6 months. Just finishing the book puts you at the top of the class of most aspiring novelists. Once you've finished, put that novel away and don't look at it, not even a peek, for 6 months. Don't let anyone read it, not even your significant other. Trust me on this, just leave it the heck alone. Even though you set out to write a bad novel, odds are your human nature will kick in and you'll secretly think you're pretty darn talented. But trust me, put it away, don't peek. If you're right and it actually is good, you'll find out in 6 months. Step 4, start writing your good book. Now, while your bad book is incubating in cold storage, start your second book, your real book. What you'll find is that it's easier the second time around. You've got experience writing a novel. The words will come a little faster. The plot will flow a little better. You've built up those writing muscles. The reps come with less teeth-gnashing effort. And there's the kicker. When you hit that difficult spot, when you get stuck, when you're frustrated and it seems too hard to continue, you will continue because the little voice in the back of your head says, "You've done this before. You know you can finish a novel." Remember when I said finishing the bad book gives you power? This is the power in action. Step 5. Read that bad book, learn where you're weak, and correct those areas. Okay, so you're working on your second book, your real book, and you think you're pretty hot stuff. It's okay, you're among friends, you can admit it. Deep down, you think you're the next big thing. Keep on thinking that until the 6 months is up. After 6 months, pull out your first manuscript and read. The moratorium was there so you could forget what you thought you said on the page and see what the page actually says. This will give you an experience almost identical to that of any reader. What you find here will shock and disturb you. Are you really that bad of a writer? Yes, you are. However, you're almost in the home stretch. Read the bad book and pay attention to the areas where you're really horrible. Run-on sentences, flat characters, stilted dialogue. perhaps 23 pages where nothing happens? This is your boot camp, soldier. The things you learn from reading your own writing after you forgot what you were trying to say will do more to build your skill than all the writing classes in the world combined. It's magic because this isn't Dick and Jane examples. These are your words, your writing style. Find your weakest spots and you attack them. Learn how to break up the sentences. Spend more time developing a dynamic character. Make dialogue that sounds like real people having a conversation. This process will shed immense amounts of writing fat, the stuff you don't need to tell the story. It's also an ego check that will eventually benefit your reader. Now that you know how painful it is to read fatty work, you won't want to expose another human being to the same painful ordeal. Congratulations, now you're writing for the reader, not writing to hear yourself talk. Step 6. Repeat. Finish that second book. It's much better, isn't it? Finish it, then go back to page 1 and start editing the heck out of it. The second book is actually your first novel. I suggest rewriting it from cover to cover at least 3 times before you let anyone, even the aforementioned significant other, take a peek. Guess what? Now you're a writer. Keep building those muscles. Keep writing. Keep getting better. Most people don't land a publishing deal until they've written 3 or 4 full novels, so don't get discouraged. This process takes time, but when you print off that finished novel and hold the pages in your hands, it's one of life's great experiences. That was great advice from Scott Sigler. You can get his audiobook, Infected, as part of your free 30-day Audible trial at audiblepodcast.com/gg. That's audiblepodcast.com/gg. You can find a transcript of this podcast, my contact information, and all the other great Quick and Dirty Tips podcasts at quickanddirtytips.com. Finally, if you want to learn more about Scott Sigler, you can go to scottsigler.com or just email him, scott@scottsigler.net. That's all. Thanks for listening.